Gay OnlyFans star claims Kamala Harris campaign offered $1,500 to bash Trump on TikTok. By Olivia Rondo on August 4, 2024. A gay OnlyFans content creator, who was approached by a left-wing agency to make an anti-Donald Trump video for a Democrat super PAC, said he refuses to whore out his values or sell out for Kamala Harris. Michael Dougherty, a 22-year-old social media influencer who posts explicit content to his OnlyFans page and more safe-for-work LGBT-related posts on Instagram, is not the average Trump fan. Watch, Axelrod, there's a lot of irrational exuberance for Kamala Harris. I'm conservative-leaning. I even wear American flag underwear and shoot guns on my OnlyFans, the Long Island native told the New York Post. Despite his right-wing views, Dougherty was solicited by influencer marketing firm Palette MGMT on behalf of Future Forward, the largest Democrat super PAC in operation. Hi Michael, I hope you're doing well. I'm reaching out on behalf of one of Palette's partners with an exciting paid offer to create and post anti-Trump content on TikTok. Senior marketing coordinator Fernanda Oliveira Araujo wrote in a July 26 message. She went on to offer $1,500 for a man-on-the-street-style TikTok video to make Trump look like a bigot. Watch, YAF attendee, calling Kamala Harris brat is the best tactic the left has. Future Forward has reportedly raked in a whopping $150 million in pledges from donors following President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race, and they are clearly trying to spend it. One of the ideas suggested by Oliveira Araujo was for Dougherty to ask voters if provided quotes were from Trump or my racist uncle at Thanksgiving. The marketer added that the video could not show any form of support for Donald Trump and his allies, or show any of Trump's funny moments without providing context. Watch, Harris campaign advisor on Harris being most liberal senator, we know who Kamala Harris is and was. The new generation of 18 to 24-year-old American voters have forgotten what a Trump presidency looks like. In what is shaping up to be a competitive election year, we want to remind voters of the reality of Trump as president, Palette stated. Dougherty told the Post about how he was taken aback by this request. When this agency reached out to me, I was shocked, the said. For one, I can't believe the when we go low they go high liberals would pay people to talk trash about Trump. Secondly, I can't believe this agency would be so dumb as to not Google me. Just because I do OnlyFans, doesn't mean I whore out my values. I would never sell out for Kamala Harris, he added.